We have received some cats already that have come from a shelter in Monmouth County, New Jersey, the SPCA there. Those cats that were in that shelter were actually sheltered when the storm hit, so they were available for adoption. They moved out of there and they came up here. The situation continues, though, in that temporary shelters have been set up to help animals who are lost and are awaiting reclaim from their families, and those that have been surrendered as well because their families are displaced and not able to take them back at the present time.
So you've seen quite a few cats come up in the last couple of weeks, and you expect more?
We have. We actually, the last group of cats that we got numbered about 10 cats, and they came from a shelter situation in which they had already been in place and available for adoption. The SPCA there asked us for our help if we could get those animals out and here so that they could be adopted and allow them to assist their local animals in their community. The ones that we're expecting to come up this weekend or Monday are actually animals that were part of a temporary shelter. Their families did not come and claim them, and so they're going to be looking for new homes in this area.
And what is Dakin doing to find new homes for these displaced animals?
Well, we have a lot of our own cats here at the present time, and so we've been running a special adoption promotion called Name Your Own Price, and that has been in place now for a little more than a week. And we've done that so that we can help get our cats into homes, as well as those Sandy cats that we've currently gotten, and to make more room and make ourselves more available to help other organizations that are reaching out to us in their time of need. So that's been very successful. Over the weekend, we had 55 adult cats adopted, 6 months and older. Last week, we had 45 cats adopted, so that's wonderful. But as you might know, we always have a plethora of cats awaiting adoption. So we still have a good number of cats, and we're still hoping to take in more from the storm-ravaged areas and help them as well.
And you're going to be doing a special for Black Friday, is that correct?
That is correct. We've had a traditional Black Friday event here, and this Friday is no exception. We're going to have Black Cat $5 Feline Friday, and on Friday we are hoping that people will come in and take a wonderful new family member home. And those that are in the market for love and shopping for love over this holiday season, this is a great time to come in and see us and take a kitty home. Those cats that are 6 months and older are going to go home with all the same benefits as they would with a normal adoption fee. They'll be spayed or neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, tested. They're going to go home with a collar and ID tag and a starter kit of food as well.
The Dakin Adoption Center and Clinic here in Springfield, where we're speaking, was impacted by the June 1st, 2011 tornado. How did the disaster here help you in dealing with this natural disaster that occurred in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut?
Well, we were very fortunate here in 2011 when the tornado hit that while our building suffered extreme damage, none of the animals here suffered any harm. But we were left with about 200 animals here that were available for adoption and a pressing need from the community for assistance. And we were extremely grateful for the outpouring of support that we had from humane societies and animal welfare organizations, some right in the area that we're assisting now, who stepped up to help us. And so we're happy to be able to pay it forward and help those people and animals who are in need of our assistance in this way. We're able to give back.